Yerushalmi, Kelaim, corresponding to Menachos, Bavli, Daf, Lamed, Hey. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin and Mabeif at the second Mishnah. Zuhur benimlach litar, layayme etar v'chakach oifach, ela hoifach v'chakach noiteah. The Mishnah says if a field was sown and he decided to then plant saplings, he shouldn't say that he will first plant and then overturn the soil with a plough, rather he should first overturn and then plant. Natur benimlach l'zoiva, layayme ezrach v'chakach asher, ela mesharish v'chakach zoiwea. If it was planted with saplings and he decided to sow it, he shouldn't say that he will first sow and then uproot. He should first uproot and then sow the seeds. If he wishes, he may cut down the trees to lessen a tefach from the ground, then sow the seeds and only then uproot the trees. Haisa sadeu zarua canvas oy luf lo yeh zirea ubar al gabeim shein oisin ela l'shalosh shonim. If his field was planted with canvas or luf, he shouldn't wait for them to grow narrow roots, overturn them and then sow, since they only produce such roots after 3 years. Rather, you have to uproot them now and then sow. Tefua sha'alu bahem sefichei istis v'chein mokoim ha'gronois sha'alu ba minin harbe v'chein tilton she'el she'el minin asovim emechaibim oisin l'nachesh. A grain field that sprouted istis, which damages the grains, or an area of a threshing floor that sprouted many species that damage the ground, or a fenugreek field that sprouted many species of herb, he's not obligated to weed them. If he weeded them or cut down some of them, he's told uproot all of it, aside from one species. The Gemara says, Tani Semchin Omerim Besad Gefonim. The Baisa says one may put sheaves next to vines, as there's no concern that seeds may fall and grow under the vine. Amma Biyosi Hada Amma Sha'asa Lita Besad Kama Yavesha Gefen Yavesh. But Biyosi says that this shows that one may not plant a dry vine next to a dry standing crop. Ma'alizra Besad Gefonim Yaveshois. May one sow next to dried out vines, considering the fact that the entire vine is going to be uprooted. Nishmani Menador Gefen to Yavsha Asura Veinem Kadeshes Vama Veloza to Rabbi Mehi to Meir Omar Afilu Gefen Hatseme Osa Veinem Kadesh Hada Omar Shemutu Lizora Besad Gefonim Yaveshus. The Gemara suggests a proof one may not sow next to a dried out vine, but if he did, it doesn't prohibit. And Rabbi Leza said that this is the view of Rabbi Meir, who said that even next to a cotton bush, which is called Semagefen, is prohibited to plant since their leaves are similar to vine leaves, but if it grew there, it's not prohibited. We can learn from here that according to Meir it's prohibited, but since we don't all like him, it's permitted to sow next to dried out vines. The Mishnah taught that if he wishes, he may cut down the trees to less than a tefach from the ground. So if the vines continue to grow, that which grew until then is permitted, that which will grow after that is prohibited.
Gam kamaya amala risei poik zora, min de zora tzamchin amalei poik chatzoid, min de chatzad al tevin amalei poik samach.
It's like the story of Shimon ben Yehuda, who cut down his vines to be less than a tefach from the ground. Afterwards, he told his sharecropper, go out and sow next to the vines. The vines later grew back, and he told his sharecropper, go and harvest the crops that have already grown before they become prohibited. And after he harvested, the sheaves became wet and began to rot. He told the sharecropper, put the sheaves under the vines to protect them.
The Gemara
says that perhaps they only permitted that which grew to people like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who had full intent when he instructed his sharecropper to harvest the crops. But for others who don't have full intent, and if the sharecropper doesn't do it immediately, the owner won't hurry him to do it, would it be prohibited? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Zera says that even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, it's only prohibited because of Ma'asa Ayin, that looks bad, so it's permitted even for other people.